Well, we're back here. It's 1:31. Tom, we're having a ball here. We have a guy named Mike Beck here. He's slowly coming out of his shell. This guy suffers from profound shyness. But as we go along,
the only time my name and profound have been used in the same sentence.
Mike's the big guy at the St. Paul Saints ball club. Hey, so, you're looking at what? Go ahead.
Weight doesn't have anything to do with it.
Okay.
So that's big guy is right.
Okay,
I'm working on it.
You're the biggest man in baseball in many ways, Mike Beck. This guy Bill Murray, is he still part of the mix? Is he still part of the ownership?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what's happened though? He's had a late life crisis. He's
really?
Now he's like working a lot now. He's
that's,
like,
that's
you know,
a shame. That's
he's making a lot of movies, and he's become really an artist.
Do you believe? I never thought I'd come to see. Look at the big screen and see Bill Murray playing Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
And wasn't he great?
Did
at
a
that?
Great job.
Looking back at his history,
movie.
He took about a 10-12 year hiatus after I think Razor's Edge. And then he got back, and everyone fell in love with him all over again.
I had a woman come up who was paralyzed for a good part of her life, and she said the part of that movie where he stood up and just hand crossed over hand and made his way over so that he could talk closer with the king.
Yeah, yeah.
She said that is exactly how people in my situation who are crippled walk. I mean, he
studied
worked
for that
role.
He did. He did work for that role, and he pulled it off beautifully. Mike Beck, our guest, I'm going to give you a couple of local and regional headlines here to keep you up to date what's going on. Minnesota Senate Minority Leader David Hand says it's, in his word, despicable that a list of legislators and their aides believed involved in sexual trysts surfaced on a federal court's website. Attorneys for Michael Broadcourt say it was just an accident, but Hand says has suspicions that two news organizations were deliberately told about the documents. Broadcorb is suing the Senate over his firing 2 years ago. Broadcorb admitted an affair with former GOP caucus leader Amy Koch, but says others have not been fired for similar offenses. The names of the lawmakers and their aides have not been released by either the Associated Press or Minnesota Public Radio. The Star Tribune is reporting that there have been secret talks between the Minnesota Orchestra's board and its locked out musicians. Governor Dayton reportedly got involved, hoping the two sides will agree to mediation to save the 2013 and 14 season. Earlier this week, the orchestra board canceled the last six summer concerts scheduled to close the current season, 2013 and 14. The labor disputes sidelined the Minnesota Orchestra since last October. A Ramsey County jury deciding whether to send Otis Washington to prison. He's accused of prostituting dozens of teenagers with the help of his family. And downtown Minneapolis will be packed with music fans tonight at Target Field. More than 46,000 fans will see Kenny Chesney. Only a couple blocks or miles away, more than 10,000 will attend the first night of the two-day Basilica Block Party. The Block Party raises money to preserve the historic Basilica of St. Mary in Minneapolis. So lots of good things going on, some bad things too, but you got them both there. That's the latest. Mike Beck with it. He's a good thing. Fun is good. We're talking about the Saints. Are they playing tonight?
We're on the road down in Grand Prairie. So
you were up in Canada for a while, right? Winnipeg?
Yeah, go up there to Winnipeg. You're just trying to get that field back in shape. You know, Connie Rudolph and her crew now after the Bob. I'm telling you, they picked that field clean in 35 minutes.
Did
it
they
was
really?
Great. Well-behaved crowd.
That's where the Dylan crowd was on Tuesday night, I think.
This is a great week for music here in the Twin Cities. I tell people all the time, I'm a South Side of Chicago guy, and I said, there's more music happening in the Twin Cities, and people, until they get here, don't believe that.
That's nice to hear. It is true.
It's unbelievable. I mean, you want to hear great blues, great music, and they give garage bands or whatever they call them now. You
right. We call
experimental,
them
experimental.
Yeah,
but it's really wonderful.
It's
such a happening music place.
It truly is. A new ballpark in the works for you guys, huh? How's it coming? There have been some. I know. Ooh, you winced when I said that. There are always bumps. I've been in the news business a long time. Nothing like this ever goes smooth. You know that. You know that from experience.
Yeah. I mean, we're having the demolition tomorrow morning of the Gillette Building, and there'll be one protester. It'll be I'm from the 60s, so of course I'm used to protests. But this will be a protest of one who'll be there saying, don't tear down this building. I view the Gillette Building like I view disco. I did a public service helping to end disco, and blowing up the Gillette Building will also be a public service.
And Tommy's going to try and move the Gillette Building onto the field.
Oh, don't get rid of the mural. Take the mural.
Yep, right. We got some music in the queue here. Maybe we ought to do some tunes here, huh? What do we have? Do we have Van Lingo Mungo? Is that right?
Old Man River.
Old Man River. Well, of course we do. William Warfield by request from Marion in St. Paul. Let's have it.
There's an old man called Mississippi. That's the old man that I want to be. What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land ain't free?
Knows how to sing, doesn't he? Wonderful. William Warfield, the vocalist there, Old Man River, by request from Marion in St. Paul. I mentioned the other day, I think we played this very thing because it's so popular, that Paul Robeson, a guy with the deepest voice ever created, sang this thing.
And, One of the last great Renaissance men,
very,
Paul Robeson.
Very true. He could do anything and everything, and he did it well. Paul Robeson. I think we need to play Robeson's
version. I'll definitely find that
as soon as I can. Nothing against William Warfield. That's a marvelous, stirring rendition of Old Man River. But wait till you hear Mr. Robeson. This is a man who wasn't afraid to tilt against windmills and take on the prevailing. It was a black man who stood up for the rights of his people. And long before,
a great hero to my daddy.
Right. Interesting. And he pushed back in a very elegant way, in a very, very elegant way. So we'll tell you more about him. Oh, we have a winner here. We have a winner. Faye and New Hope is our Subway sandwich winner, the 6-inch variety. We're giving away two sizes today, the half-footer and then the 3-footer, the half-footer going out to Faye and New Hope. And she, her request, I love this song, one of the favorite anthems of the season, Mungo Jerry. And
in the summertime,
I knew we'd get this
my wife's favorite song.
You know what? Maybe, can we squeeze that thing in here today some way, somehow?
I can
maybe
definitely
not.
Try and get
That's
in
so
for the next
That's so unfair to
segment.
You, Tom. That's why I'm doing it.
If Mungo Jerry. I think that is a great tune.
Mr. Vec and I need to hear it, if nothing else, for his beautiful wife.
That's
right.
That's a wonderful
long-suffering.
Yes, Mrs. indeed.
Long-suffering
yes,
wife.
Yes, indeed. Right, she's seen some ups and downs, shall we say.
How about sideways? Some
and
of those
you know what's really ironic is, I thought you were going to hit me with this, is my son Night Train is the fourth generation. He works for the White Sox. He's interviewing for the job, and he goes, I'm going to work for the White Sox, Dad. I said, you know, they fired me. He goes, get over it.
Night Train. In case we forgot to tell you, this is the All Request and Dedication Lunch, and we're a little bit off the rails today, but having fun. Fun is good. That is the mantra, that's the motto of the St. Paul Saints Ball Club, and the man who makes it all happen is with me in studio today, and we're having a rip-roaring good time here, Mike Vec. Mike, thanks for coming over.
Oh, it's a thrill.
I saw you address the Washington County Historical Society a couple winters ago. You did a wonderful job. I'm a member there, and I was there the night you talked, and you did a great job, you know, giving us the story on the ball club, what it means to the area here. And some guy, midway through, stood up and said, who are you? And, you know, that could have been a moment where you could have kind of tossed it back. It was said rudely. It was not nice. You finessed it so beautifully, and that told me everything I need to know about you. Really a class act. I mean it.
Well,
not that I thought lowly of you before, but that was a tough moment. I don't know if you remember it, but it was...
Well,
it was
I've taken my share of brickbats, so I know what to do.
But it was a very classy way to handle a very rude moment.
Well, thank you.
No, you did. You did. And it was all substance, and you were very nice to that man, and that's exactly the way that you parry a thrust like that. You know, so... worked out.
It's well spoken.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right, indeed. Well, do we have that song up, Tom?
Would you like to do that one or Van Lingle?
Oh, we got to do the one. The only song that I know of. Now, you guys can correct me, but this is
the only song with all players' names.
That's all it is, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, Dave Frischberg, Van Lingle, Mungo. Let's hit it.
Heaney Majeski, Johnny G, Eddie Juiced, Johnny Pesky, Thornton Lee, Danny Gardella, Van Lingle, Mungo, Whitey Karowski, Max Lanier, Eddie Waitkus, and Johnny Vandermeer. Bob Estalella, Van Lingle Mungo, Augie Bergamo, Sigmund Jacoki, Big Johnny Mize and Barney McCoskey, Hal Trosky, Augie Gullan and Pinky May, Frenchie Bordagaray, Phil Cavaretta, George McQuinn, Howard Pollett, and Early Wynn, Roy Campanella, Van Lingle Mungo. Bergamo, Sigmund Jacoki, Big Johnny Mize and Barney McCoskey, Hal Trosky, John Antonelli, Ferris Fane, Frankie Crosetti, Johnny Sane, Harry Brookine and Lou Boudreau, Frankie Gustine and Claude Basso, Eddie Basinski, Ernie Lombardi, Huey Mulcahy, Van Lingle, Van Lingle, Mungo.
That amazing, Dave Frischberg there? Everything but Herman Killebrew and Bob Allison in that one, huh?
Well,
how about that, Michael?
I hear that Hal Trotsky brings back. I think the old man traded him two or three times, once without a foot.
Lost a toehold.
Lost a toe, yeah.
Hey, we've got a good listener on the line right now. Mark in Shoreview has some things to tell us about baseball, what it means to him and his family. Mark, are you there?
I am, Tom and Stan, and privileged to talk to you, Mr. Vec.
Isn't that nice?
I just wanted to mention that my kids, they're grown now, they're in their early 20s, but they were developed a love for baseball because of the Saints being here in St. Paul. And my daughter in particular, she ended up playing on the quote-unquote boys teams. They're not officially boys, but everybody knows that. You know, virtually everybody's there. But at 5 years old, she was at the Saints games, and she wanted to stay to the very end, whether it was raining or not. My wife taught her how to keep box scores, and she knew all the names of the players. And for several years, we had season tickets, and it was just terrific. It was wonderful to be outdoors. And I think a lot of people don't realize that a lot of those fun promotional-type, you know, games that you had were then picked up by the majors, I think, after you introduced them and made baseball, you know, a real fun family event.
Well, I thank you for that. I thank you, and I love the fact that at five your daughter recognized that there's a place for all of us. And, of course, you know, my response to the big leagues picking up those promotions is, once you can monetize it, Mike's no longer so Bush.
Yeah.
If it'll make money, they'll try it.
What was the name of the pitcher?
Isla Borders. Isla Borders?
Yeah, of course, she was an inspiration to some young women, but a lot of young men, a lot of boys, too, enjoyed being at the game. But one of the things, too, I noticed, you know, when I had gone to, you know, let's say a Twins game or a Major League game, you know, they were so covetous of, you know, of a ball, you know, unless it went into the stands. And, you know, your players would toss, you know, a kid a ball, and, oh, man, it made his day. It was it was like gold. And I think you did more for, you know, a generation of baseball than a lot of the major, teams did.
Bravo, bravo,
really
bravo.
Do.
Mark, I appreciate that. And we, it's very important. The game belongs, no matter what anybody says, no matter what the commissioner says and the 30 owners say, it belongs to us. It belongs to the fans. Mm-hmm. And we're the people who foot the bill, and we're the people that carry forth the memories and maintain the game.
And you're one of the few owners, Mike Beck, who understands that. Thank you for that. Mark and Shoreview, thank you for those wonderful, sincere words. That's great. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to take a break here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Mike Beck. And
do we have to?
Do we have to take a break? We have to.
That's right. We've got to pay the bills.
You've got to pay the bills. The only way we'll get to Mungo Jerry, too. This is the All Request and Dedication Sensation. Right back.
You always save at Big Top Liquors. And with Tuesday Dash Specials, you save even more. Visit BigTopLiquors.com and sign up for their Tuesday Dash Specials. Every Tuesday, you'll receive an email with amazing limited-time offers. Save 20, 30, even 40% on selected items. Prices are valid from 4 to 7 p.m. that evening. Big Top Liquors has 6 convenient locations, including St. Paul, Egan, Moundsview, Minnetonka, and Sid's in Bloomington and Plymouth. Visit BigTopLiquors.com and make a dash for their Tuesday Dash Specials. Are you happy with your current Medicare health plan? Or have your premiums increased and your benefits decreased over the past year? Or maybe you're losing your current coverage and need a replacement plan? Robert Hall can help you select a plan that fits your needs and your budget. As an authorized Medica agent, Robert Hall has detailed, easy-to-understand information to share with you about Medica's many plan options. Plans with important features like a large provider network, low to no copays, a history of stable and competitively priced premiums, and Part D prescription drug coverage.
Call me today at 651-238-5564 to discuss your options or arrange a no obligation meeting. That's at 651-238-5564.
Medica is a registered service mark of Medica Health Plans. Medica refers to the family of health plan businesses that includes Medica Health Plans, Medica Health Plans of Wisconsin, Medica Insurance Company, Medica Self-Insured, and Medica Health Management LLC. You can call Medica customer service at 800-906-5432 between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 days a week.
Call us now and make some news with Stan Turner.
And good evening, everyone. Cindy is on vacation.
Call 651-275-1220 or toll free 1-877-646-1220. It's the All Request and Dedication Lunch on Club 1220 KLBB.
women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can down or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go swimming in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da.
Isn't that great? We got to dedicate that to Libby Vec. Huh? Would that work for you, Mike?
Oh,
huh?
I'm telling you, made me a hero. That's for you, Libby.
That would be your wife. Huh? You don't have women on your mind. You got a woman on your mind.
I got a daughter. I got women on my mind.
Okay, you got women on your mind. I do, too. I understand what you're saying, man. Mike Vec of the St. Paul Saints having a blast-a-rooney with us here today. That by Mungo Jerry from 1970. That's called a skiffle group overseas across the Atlantic there in England. Ray Dorsett on the vocals and guitar there. Boy, that makes me happy. Huh?
It does.
Can you have your organist at the ballpark play that? That'd be a great between.
I mean, Andy Crowley is the greatest.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you ask.
That's right.
About.
He's great. It is great. Great, great, great. Hey, we got to hustle up here. Scott in Cambridge is the winner of the 3-foot Subway sandwich. And
let's hit that. We'll be over.
I can feed the entire
We're
Romanian
all coming
army.
For lunch.
Right, feed the entire team. I think we got to hit something here, right here. Are we going to hit a tune now? Is that it?
Oh, we can get a little something happening on.
Okay,
what do we got here?
It is
Drift Away by
Dobie Gray. Okay.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. No, that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Thank you. understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind, and I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. The joy that you've given me, I want you to know I believe in your song. In rhythm and rhyme and harmony, you've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
A guy born in Texas many years ago by the name of Lawrence Brown. He changed Brown and substituted Gray for Brown, became Dobie Gray. Had a big hit, huh? Mike Vick, what do you think of that one? 1973. That was coming out of radio speakers all over America.
Used to play that down at the nightclubs myself when I spent 2 years on the road playing music. That was a big record. Ridiculous. He was glad for that after I'm in with the in crowd.
Mike Vick, my mama said there's one thing you'll never have too much of, son, and that's fun. And there's no way we could have too much fun today with Mike Vick. We are having a blast here. And yeah, we're even getting some music in, too. In the background here, Billy Black and the Combo White Silver Sands going to take us out. Guess what, folks? We have an extra treat for you. Mike has agreed to stay with us for another half hour. We're going to talk music. We're going to talk baseball. We're going to talk trash today, too. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Might as well come, too.
All right. Stay with us.
This is where your music and memories live. Club 1220.
KLBB.
Stillwater, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
We just heard our little announcement saying we've gone to 2 hours from noon to two. Some days we do a little spillover. We're having so much fun here. Fun is good, and we're adding an extra half hour on just for this day only right now. Mike Vick of the St. Paul Saints is with us. That's why we're tacking on a little extra time, because we're having so much fun.
That's why
fun.
We're tackying on.
Tackying.
Spillover. I'm definitely spillover.
Come on now. One of the most fertile promotional minds in sports today, or anything else for that matter. The guy, I used to work with a guy named Sam Sherwood long time ago at KDWB Radio. This is long before the KD you know